Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Advanced Kate Middletrend Theory.
My name is Jack. That over there is Miles.
Yeah.
And, whoo, boy, there is some suspicious stuff going on in the royal court over in the UK. More on that at 11, Miles.
Yeah, more than 11 seconds.
And yeah, like maybe like 5 minutes. First, we have to talk about ice cream.
Yeah. It's
you know, people who like put the
ice cream.
Yeah. Yeah. Ice cream.
Her Majesty says sour cream.
Sour cream.
You say sour cream?
Sour cream.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Sour cream.
Sour cream. And I'm like,
sour cream.
Sour cream.
Hey, we've heard of ice cream.
Yeah.
We've heard of cream. But this shit is sour. That is the notable thing.
Sour cream. Sour? Why don't you focus on the sour?
Wait, wasn't there a video of Jerry Seinfeld like harassing like Palestinian protesters at a recent thing? Oh, anyway, I'm not surprised as someone who like, I think he was doing like IDF fantasy camp or something with his family years past. But anyway, ice cream, another IDF, the International Dairy Foods Association, IDFA, is... I put out like a list of like sort of what America's top ice creams are. But the thing that people are taking away, and I think this is in the takeout, they're pointing this out too, is that chocolate chip, it ain't nowhere near the top 10, not even the top 14. It's
why
cookies.
Do we expect it to be?
Okay, but I'll just let me just read
it. Used to be?
Yeah, it did.
Okay, it used to be number one with a bullet for a while.
Yeah, I mean, remember when we were kids? That was like the way to be like, well, we have vanilla, chocolate, or chocolate chip. And you're like, that's kind of like, bull. But anyway, top from 10 down, number 10, cookie dough. Then caramel, salted caramel as 9. Chocolate chip cookie dough, coffee, butter pecan is number 6. Shout out butter pecan.
Wow.
Love that.
Still out here.
Well, you know, some people still respect the classic.
That's my dad's
flavors.
Favorite.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jim. That's his favorite.
Shout out Wu-Tang Clan. Yeah.
They
used to sell hoodies. I remember like in, you know, when you buy a Wu-Tang album in the CD jacket would be like merch you could buy.
Uh-huh.
And I remember they had like Wu wear for like the shorties. Like they're like, yo, butter pecan ice cream. Anyway.
I never bought Wu wear clothing, but I bought the Wu wear album that they made that they released.
Wow. Yeah. You're like, well, I don't know if I can pull off Wu wear, but I'll have the album. It was a spiritual version of
That's
it.
Right.
Strawberry, mint chocolate chip, chocolate, vanilla. Number one, cookies and cream. I'm not mad at that. I love
I'm not mad at
cookies
that at
and
all.
Cream was one of my favorite as a kid. But anyway, vanilla chocolate chip is not up in the mix.
Okay.
And I don't know, like according to the New York Times, it's because our palates are evolving and we want more intense, exotic flavors. Now, I don't believe anything the New York Times says anymore, so I'm going to go ahead and say it's because our palates are evolving and we like unique and more intense flavors. And that's going to be my take. But yeah, like, I think it makes sense, because if you look at all the things that, like, you know, these like sort of higher end ice cream companies make, it's not chocolate chip. And also, I think we both have the same bone to pick with vanilla chocolate chip ice cream.
Yeah. It might as well be crayons. Like, for the first few seconds,
crayons.
It might as well be crayons that, like, pass through a wood chipper, because the chocolate is too frozen.
Yep.
Now, I've had good versions where the chocolate immediately starts melting in your mouth. And
fish food,
you know,
by Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Those little chocolate fishies, they go.
I actually don't like the chocolate fishies. I feel like they have the same problem that I'm describing here. Like, I just generally, unless it's like a different, like, kind of, not to overquote Brian the editor's non-Newtonian substance, but I do love it. You know, something that's like between liquid and solid and like just kind of melts even though it's been frozen. I'm suspicious of it. I do think, like Magic Shell, it's like on that line between chemistry and like witchery that I don't totally trust.
Right.
Feel like it's going to eventually kill me. But I don't like a hard chocolate in my ice cream.
No.
Or at least it's not my favorite.
They have the, like, to your point, terrible mouthfeel.
Yeah.
They don't melt in a pleasant way. They feel like waxy and they typically have no flavor.
Yeah.
But the way I eat fish food, when I take a bite, it's like sunflower seeds. Like, I kind of sequester them to the corner of my mouth.
Yeah. The fish
and
go
then,
to the side.
Then my mouth has kind of melted them, and then I fucking go in, bro. Yeah. I'm eating all the fishies.
And that's why that side of your teeth is just rotted away.
Rotted. Yeah. My dentist keeps saying, please stop doing it. I'm like, well, doctor, I like to leave them in overnight.
All right. So my kind of unified theory of ice cream flavors, this is just for me.
Yeah.
I need to generally have a sweet, preferably non-marshmallow gooey with a sweet, preferably non-chocolate solid with a non-chocolate ice cream base. I'm not a big fan of chocolate ice cream in general.
Okay. That's why you don't fuck with fish food. And it has, you just described fish food. It has a marshmallow ribbon going through that
shit. It also has, like, you know,
caramel
ribbon and fudge ribbon. I mean, it's got so much going on that you can find something you love in fish food. Yeah, exactly. But you know, like, I like a gooiness with, like, you know, like, there's the Brambleberry Crisp at Jenny's that is like, it's like a pie crust, like a really sweet pie crust with like berry filling. That shit's really good. I just had a powdered jelly donut from them. I like sweet and solid mixed in, but that's because I'm baby and I need.
Okay, baby. You know,
that's okay.
Not all of us
mocha
have
almond fudge
palates.
From Baskin and Robbins. Anyone?
Oh shit! Yes, mocha please. Almond fudge. Holy shit, dude! That is definitely that to me was like a parent ice cream.
That was my mom's favorite, but I have come to appreciate it. If you could just like make the almonds coated in sugar, I would prefer it. But
make
an almond brittle.
Yeah. What are those like candy covered almonds called?
Candied almonds?
No, but you know they have like a shell. There's like a name for them.
Oh yeah. I forget what they're called. But anyways,
whatever. Anyways, Ike Gang, I know you're yelling at your radios right now. Try and tell me what it is, but I don't remember. So anyway, vanilla chocolate chip. Sorry. And apparently, like, too, in this article, they were saying that a lot of the ice cream makers are like, yeah, we honestly don't even have room to make that shit anymore. Like, it's seasonal. Like, now it's like they make it in the summer because ice cream season. But, like, year round, it's like it's just not moving the needle.
Really fell off, man.
Yeah.
Mint chocolate chip, though, you know, it's
got
the same problem, but it's got the mint to cover it up. And so it's got enough going on.
Do you remember when I kept eating that ice cream I was obsessing over? It was maybe like a year and a half ago. I kept eating this blue ice cream that would dye my insides. I was getting it from Handles. It's called Blue Monster. It's the most juvenile thing I love. It's bright blue ice cream with chocolate, like Chips Ahoy and Oreos in it.
Oh, yeah. That's, yes, please. Like cookies in my ice cream, any sort of sweet pastry in my ice cream. Why does it need to be blue and dye your insides?
Because it's blue because it's Cookie Monster.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I have seen that out in the wild. I've seen people eating blue cookie-based ice creams.
Yep.
And I've been very impressed. No, what I'm saying,
to make it that hue of blue, you basically should just drink like a little bottle of food dye.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just like, and that's why.
Fuck you.
Yeah. It's blue in, blue out, bro.
This much cookie, look what we can make you eat.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. We can imply that Cookie Monster jacked off in this. Now, why the monsters always their cum is the same color as their body, as with our Grimace milkshake theory.
It's the laws of nature. The laws of nature.
It's just how it works, all right?
Yeah. Ask Darwin, all right?
Yeah, don't ask us. All right. So what's the name of the palace that the...
Buckingham?
Buckingham. Buckingham Palace has issued a statement.
Harry Kane.
So there's a massive Harry Kane. this story is a little... This feels like the internet is... I'm sure I'll be yelled at by the internet in one voice, but it does feel a little bit like the internet's losing its voice. Kate Middleton's been out of the spotlight for a while after having abdominal surgery in January. People are like, where is she? Like, okay, she had the surgery, but she's like still recuperating. Like, they're trying to erase her. They're trying to get her out of there. You know, there was some speculation that she might have been one of the characters at Willie's chocolate explosion
in Glasgow. That's fucking terrible.
The masked character that we'll dig into a little bit more on tomorrow's episode. But I don't know. Like, the palace said on January 17th that she would be taking a step back from public duties until after Easter following the procedure. So they like told people.
Right.
And I feel like that just got erased and people were like, what the? This is like Shelley Miscavige.
They laid it down. Right.
They
right,
were like,
right.
Hey, she's going to be gone from this date until Easter. And we're in the period that they laid out and said she was going to be gone for to like have a procedure.
Nah.
And everyone's like, did you kill her?
She's an alien.
What'd you do, you sick fuck?
Yeah. Wake her up from that coma.
Yeah. People are saying there are theories that she's in a medically induced coma. Theories that Kate is the masked Eyes Wide Shut guy at Willie's Chocolate Factory.
Yeah. Makes sense. I mean, but isn't, I thought something that like even her parent, like her family hasn't seen her. I think that's the layer that has people being like, but I don't even know where that comes from. At the end of the day, like I don't think it's a fun reason why Kate Middleton is not being seen. It's like, she's y'all, I just had to go to Turks and Caicos. You know what I mean? Let my hair down.
Right.
And also abdominal surgery, depending on like what it is, getting your abdomen cut open isn't always the easiest thing to recover from.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
As like, because she is a human being, I'm like, everybody leave her alone because she's part of the royal family, a racist cult who lives off of stolen wealth. I'm like, fair play, proceed.
And I'm like, she was at the Willie's Chocolate Experience.
That's what it does to you, being in the royal family.
Yeah.
That's not even a mask. But you'll note that they never explicit, like in their statement from Buckingham Palace, they say like, hey, this is what we said was going to happen. She's recovering. She's doing well. They never say if she is in Glasgow frightening children.
So, right.
Were you thinking of Jordan almonds?
Oh, is that what it is?
That is a candied almond.
Not what
I had in mind, because those kind of suck. But
yeah. Have you had one? You don't like them?
Jordan almonds? No.
I think that's my weird, shitty candy that I like.
It's just like if you triple lacquered an M&M, got rid of the chocolate,
and just like with matte finish.
Yeah, just like completely candy shelled the shit out of a almond M&M without the chocolate.
Isn't it like a shitty wedding thing that people would usually get? Like traditional thing? It's like, and some Jordan almonds.
Yeah. They were a hit, but they, for me, they're relegated to the Necco wafers, those things that are
Necco level?
Just candy that is like, we have better.
Like, okay. Yeah. I'm not saying that's the height of it, but like, I guess again, I acknowledge their shit, but you know what? Part of me, I like how they make my tongue dry.
Right.
yeah.
They're also very sharp on the inside.
Yeah, that shell ain't playing.
Chaotic is trending. Also, yeah, we should
know. For the worst reason, Chaotic Incident is trending, yeah, because we have yet another bit of mainstream media journalistic malpractice. CNN. I'm just going to read this. CNN, so many people. It says at least 100 killed and 700 injured in chaotic incident where IDF opened fire as people waited for food in Gaza, Palestinian officials say.
Yeah.
The wording of that is awful. You click through to the article on CNN. Again, the lack of like assigning accountability to what happened is really fucking alarming. It says like, let me actually find. It says over 100 killed. Oh, so now then, so like they have a bunch of different ones. Said 100 people died while waiting for food, as if it sounded like people were dying of starvation. When the story is that Israeli forces opened fire on a food line.
Jesus Christ.
And there's a lot of back and forth. We're like, well, the Palestinians are saying this and the IDF is saying this. I'm going to go based on a journalist who is saying this is what happened, basically saying that people were getting around these food, these aid convoys that were getting near to deliver food. And some of the trucks had hit people. And in the chaos, just things ramped up. And then suddenly these soldiers are opening fire on civilians who are starving.
Yeah. The people are starving. You put them in a place where they might receive food and then start shooting if they don't act orderly.
Right.
They're starving. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, yeah, I don't know. It's just like chaotic incident is so so disturbing, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about a massacre.
Yeah.
Like any other, you look back in a historical event where civilians are killed en masse like that, who are like, it's not like there was some, I'm seeing no reports of there being some kind of like armed standoff.
Right.
Aside from something happened where they decided to just indiscriminately shoot into a crowd. 100 people dead, 700 injured.
Yeah. A recent guest, Alec Karakatsanis, was pointing out that this is a language that is also frequently used in police killings in the U.S.
Yeah.
Of like, it's chaotic.
Unarmed person dies in
chaotic
incident.
You weren't there. It was chaotic. So
This is just all, and again, like this is now affecting, according to the White House, this said this is certainly going to complicate ceasefire negotiations. I mean, just as people looking on at what is unfolding, it seems pretty straightforward that the president needs to be being more forceful about a ceasefire. I see a lot of also people who are being online who are saying like, well, obviously things like this, like diplomacy, foreign policy, stuff like this isn't going to happen, unfold in front of your eyes on TV or on social media. They're doing everything they can behind the scenes. But to see this kind of like unrestrained violence just taking place so frequently, it's like, what is being said? Right. And it's just like, my God, like you could at least as president be even more forceful. I know he says like, yeah, we're calling for a ceasefire. But on the other hand, You know, Joe Biden at the start of this was like, we'll give Israel whatever they need to do this.
Right. Yeah.
So we're continuing to live in a hellscape where the media is just doing all the heavy lifting for these regimes as innocent people's just entire families are erased. It's 2024. Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
And we're back.
We are
back. And there's a sort of ish article reporting.
Because it's so anecdotal, right?
It's just so anecdotal. It's like somebody's like, yeah, my kid said my name is old.
Print it.
It's in BuzzFeed. The headline is basically millennials. Your names might be considered old people names by the youths them these days. So
the
just
youth them.
Let's
yeah, that's youths. Fine. That's fine.
I don't give a shit. I like truly. I grew up with the oldest of old people names.
It's in
like,
the Bible.
When my name no Jack. When I was a kid, the only people named Jack were me and people who were in there like over the age of 60. It was like nobody had the name Jack except me and like my grandfather and my grandfather's generation. It was just like an old ass person's name.
Yeah.
For a lot of the 80s.
It came back in the 80s. They had I knew a couple.
Yeah, now
Jacks.
It's back, but like for a while, I don't know. Like who gives a shit?
Yeah.
But people are so obsessed with being young. But anyways, we've got names like Ashley, Amanda, Amber. Yeah. Somebody pointed out on social media, if you got a shout out in Mambo number 5,
oh.
Congrats, you now have a granny name.
That's messed up.
There's a lot of Jessica. So the young people's names are Scarlett, Charlotte, Olivia, Penelope, Isabella, Bella, Ella, Umbrella, Ella. But yeah, Erica, Samantha, Amanda, Ashley, Jessica, Jesse, Jess. We got bad news. Brittany.
Right. I mean, who? I guess if we compare the names, what puts you on more of a watch list by getting a shout out on Mambo number 5 or DMX is what these bitches want?
I don't remember the part where he gives a shout
out. Brenda, Leticia, Linda, Felicia, Dawn, LaShawn, Inez, Alicia, Teresa, Monica, Sharon, Nikki, Lisa, Veronica, Karen, Vicky, Karen definitely.
Yeah.
Cookies. Hey. Well, I met her at the ice cream parlor. Remember that shit? Tanya, Diane, Lori, and Carla, Marina, Selena, Katrina, Sabrina, about 3 Kims, Latoya, and Tina. I think that's, you're more safe if you were called out on the DMX track than Monica, Erica, Rita, Tina, Sandra, Mary, Jessica. That's the one that really seems like the
Jessica
kids go hard
is
on these
getting,
days. Jessica
catching hands in this article. There,
lot
this feels
of, yeah.
like it was just like a person who doesn't like someone named Jessica was like, yeah, my daughter says your name sucks shit.
But isn't it like almost like a mathematical fact that every person who is probably like a millennial, elder millennial, knows a Jessica or went to school with a Jessica?
Yeah, like a 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon for Jessica.
Yeah, like I was telling you, like I dated 3 people named Jessica, like in a row once when I was a teenager.
He certainly has a type, and weirdly, it's people named Jessica. That's all.
Can I help you? No, I'm fine. Well, yeah. I'm Jessica if you need anything. What? Your name's Jessica?
I don't think I ever dated a girl named Jessica. Katie was over sampled in my dating history.
Yeah.
That was a big one. But Katie's kind of always around, I feel like.
Wow. They say Jessie's, Jess, Brittany's are catching strays. Ashley's, Erica's, Samantha's. Wow.
I remember Heather really going off a cliff, like even as I was a kid. It was like big in the 80s. And then by the time I was like a teenager, people were like, by the way, just FYI, everyone, Heather is washed. If your name is Heather, you might want to change it.
Please get into this nondescript van.
Yeah.
Or you'll be whisked away to Washedville.
That's why I've been trying to do this for a while, but I'm thinking of changing my name to Cade Matrix. feel like that. That just like more fits my vibes.
Cade Matrix sounds like an NFL quarterback who's addicted to games, though. Like you're like, if Cade Matrix could just put the controller down, this guy would be. He'd be coming for Tom Brady's title as GOAT.
Yeah. But unfortunately, I'm just always in my gaming chair.
You know any Cades? I see that name pop up a lot on social media as like a name. I don't know any Cades personally.
I've heard it at like the playground, you know? Like, I feel like it's coming back for sure.
Is it all because of Cade McNown?
Yeah.
Remember that guy?
Cunningham, I would assume. Who's Cade McNown?
Cade McNown, dude? Football quarterback?
Oh.
He played for, I think I only remember him because he played for UCLA and he had like, he fell off hard after that.
Yeah. All right. Well, sorry to you if having a name that is no longer on trend.
Yeah.
Is,
to us, it's fine. Doesn't matter.
It's fine. I feel like your name is going to be cool for probably, it got another at least 100 years.
It's got mileage. It's creeping up the charts.
It's got mileage. Yep. I mean, this guy has been talking about how cool his name is for so long that he has little cliches that he drops.
Exactly, man. Exactly.
And Game Sent. Speaking of my new career as speaking of my new career as Cade Matrix, professional gamer and football player.
Oh hell yeah!
Game Sent is a new device that. I mean, there's no reason this should be an AI device, but they are using that to sell it. A new AI device that lets you smell game worlds while playing.
Do you like strap a box? Oh, wait, it's a box you just leave like in front of you.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, sure. Like, what are they said it.
Well,
the
here
sense,
are some of the game.
Yeah.
Here's
what are
the
scents that you can get from here?
And
yeah.
I think you're going to know. You're going to just get a sensory memory for all of these. You, of course, have gunfire. You have
great,
which smells like a fireworks display, probably. You have explosion.
Let me stop you there. This is already so dystopian that there are people who would hook up a fucking tiny odor box while they play games like, oh, that's what, you know, just
gunpowder
violence it smells like.
Two of the three so far are gunpowder, essentially. Mm-hmm. You've got racing.
Vague. Which, I like that.
is that just going to be gasoline? What are we?
What kind of octane are we talking? High octane? Yeah. Well, we're talking riding lawnmower racing? Yeah. What is it? Yeah.
quote, clean air. That's the only one that's in quotes for some reason. That is that might be the most dystopian of all. They're like, imagine. Get to create the illusion that you're playing a video game in a world with clean air.
Oh, wow. I remember that.
Yeah. Those were the days.
Yeah.
Storm. I feel like an artist, I would trust an artist to like create the smell of storm. I would not create Game Scent, a box that you put in front of your TV. I feel like storm is just going to... That's like if you get a car freshener... You know, a car air freshener that's scented as storm. It's like, oh, what? This just tastes like.
It's available now.
Yeah.
Jack, can you buy one for the show? And I'll do a hard factory reset on my brain while I just hold it to my
This is how we pull you out of the hard factory reset.
hey, set it to fresh air, then explosions, then storm.
Yeah. And forest would be good if you were really, if this was like being created by the foremost scientists at MIT, but I feel like in the hands of somebody who is just releasing a box and being like, yeah, I don't know, tell them there's AI in there, this is going to smell like shit.
Yeah. And there's going to be updates in the future, including sports arena, fresh cut grass, and blood.
Why?
Yeah, because I want to play Left 4 Dead, my zombie game, and be like, right. Yeah, dude, I'm glad I can smell the rotting corpses I'm exploding with my shotgun. No.
Jesus.
That's, I don't know, man. Also, like, you know, kids aren't gonna be able to lie anymore if they tell their parents they weren't playing games. Like, hey, I smell gun up there.
I smell explosion. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Thursday, February 29th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourself. Get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Don't do nothing about white supremacy.
Yep.
And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.